Hart, as Sabalenka did earlier. It is 30-15, 5-all.
Serve out wide, stretch on the backhand, finds the court. The forehand is lofted through the middle. Mukova goes on the attack, but Sabalenka settles herself. And Sabalenka steps on the forehand down the line. She's come forward. She volleys, cushions it into the corner. The lob is up for Mukova. It will find the court. Sabalenka races back and spins the forehand, middle of the court. The off forehand from Mukova, the backhand cross court. The volley from Mukova. Can she go past her? The volley. Oh, the volley from Mukova hits the top of the net and rolls back her own side.
Oh man, this is spectacular for both players. I mean, the defensive skills of both of them and how they're trying to attack the ball, the lob from Muhova in this point, but again, it's that backhand volley that just stopped short. She wanted to make it too good, maybe cross court. Ouch.
Points for 6-5 for Sabalenka. Wonderful crowd, as you'd expect for women's semi-final day, as Sabalenka reaches up and snaps into the net.
Well, we haven't seen her miss that many first serves, by the way. She's up to 71% on her first serve in, winning 68% of them. Pretty high.
Point for the game and a 6-5 lead. Serves down the tee. The backhand forces the Oh, what a wonderfully cleverly hit shot from behind her back. The backhand flick on the slide from Sabalenka completely foxed
Sabalenka
her opponent. And Sabalenka, from being a breakdown, is now ahead on serve, 6-5. Business end of set one of the first semi-final.
And again, it's not that Muhova did anything wrong here. Attacked the serve, the second serve, went down the line and was wrong-footed. I mean, just the retrieval skills and a one-handed backhand without even looking at the court and the net. She hit that, you know, kind of like just reaching. A little bit lucky, I would say. But hey, gave her the game.
Oh, yeah. Beth has tweeted, good morning from Minnesota. We're looking forward to Mediterranean cruise later this year and have a layover in Paris. This is interesting. Any recommendations for things to do at the airport?
Thanks in Paris?
Wonderful. Yeah, it's not a great airport.
What airport?
Oh, yes. I'm assuming it's Charles de Gaulle.
Charles de Gaulle.
There's not a lot to do in Charles de Gaulle. There is. No.
Sorry.
No. I mean, you can, you can
shopping, get, you're going international, you can do duty-free stuff, but that's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. As far as airports,
no,
it's not like a Dubai or a Doha.
Amsterdam.
Or Istanbul.
Amsterdam, I was there, that was amazing.
Istanbul's great,
yeah.
Doha, Dubai, it's, get a baguette, coffee, or a croissant.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Thanks. Enjoy the food.
Yeah,
croque monsieur.
Croque madame.
A bit messier, croque madame.
Un petit peu de vin, a little bit of
wine. Possibly, yeah.
Rosé.
They can sleep on the next flight or the next
Perfect.
Leg.
Perfect.
Sorry, our ideas are, well...
We tried.
Not a lot to do in the airport. 5-6. So the pressure switches. Last time she stepped up to serve, she was serving for the first set, Caroline Mukova. Now she's serving to stay in it at 5-6. Misses the first serve. Yet to drop a set this tournament, Aryna Sabalenka. Mukova serves down the tee. The backhand through the middle. The backhand is very deep for Mukova, who's making her way forward, but she's passed.
Yeah, that's dangerous to give that much pace to the forehand of Sabalenka when you're coming in, and she was not even close to getting to the net when she was passed. Just getting back with vengeance.
Five, six, love 15. That wide stance of Sabalenka, really stretching the legs out wide. If you had a bigger bend of the knee, it'd be a sumo squat. Jumps up onto her toes. Edging closer, Sabalenka. Double in the backhand to the feet and the backhand, the redirection for Mukova is too good. Past the flailing racket of the Belarusian.
1-2 punch. You know, interestingly enough, I think she's winning more of the short exchange rallies and points. Muhova, you would have thought it would have been the opposite.
Yeah. 15 all. Not a lot to choose between them right now. They both had their opportunities. They both had a breaker serve. Coming up to an hour on the match clock.
It would be fitting to get to a tiebreak, as far as I'm concerned, with how close they've been in this set, the both of them. One breaker serves each. Just a very competitive match, very even match, and very, very entertaining match.
Sarah in Colorado says, Gigi and Sophie, enjoying your coverage while having my morning tea. And I wish I had one of your cakes to compliment
it. Oh, I wish you had, because nobody's touching them. It's like they're still in the box.
Well, no, it's difficult on air, although...
Well, you did have a crepe.
Well, that's because...
Not a grape, a crepe.
Not a grape. That's because if that had already cold, it's interesting. So it had to... One of those things that had to be eaten. Pulls out the backhand from inside the body they're Sabalenka. Then squash shots the ball back into the centre of the court. Another four, another squash shot from Sabalenka. The drop shot from Mukova.
So smart.
A beauty.
So smart. Just pushing Sabalenka with her own power and her depth. And then, last second, opens the racket head on the forehand side. Slices the drop shot. Sabalenka not even attempting to come forward so far from the baseline. Two chances to even things out at 6-6 and give us a tie break.
Mukova winds herself up, tosses up the ball, and misses. Thank you, Ian in Vernon, Connecticut. He says, bonjour, Sophie and Gigi, enjoying tremendously listening to you both. Mukova serves down the tee. The forehand is clubbed back up the line. Floated cross court. Down the other wing goes Sabalenka.
Oh, no way.
Got a foot in a tangle in the clay. Went for a shot. Punched. No, volley off the forehand side. Punches it into the net. The first set will be decided after nearly an hour's play with the tiebreak.
I mean, that was a weird, awkward position she found herself here. Never did her split step when she was coming in and completely ran through that ball that was hit by Mohova with quite some pace. So here we are. We have our tiebreak.
We've got Rocky.
Excited.
Perfect music to accompany this battle between the two. Tiebreak to decide where this first set goes. Sabalenka with the first ball. Misses its mark. Back she goes. Serve out wide. The forehand spins cross court to the sideline, down the line, and a miss. And Sabalenka knew it. It was drifting wide. It lands wide, and there's a mini break for the Czech player.
Aren't you amazed with how Mohova is handling the situation for the first time ever? I'm just amazed of how well those players can adjust to situations that are completely foreign to them.
Well, it's a second Grand Slam semi-final, but, well, as you say, a first here on the clay.
When was the last one?
Australian Open.
Oh, it was this year, yeah. Wait, 2021. So it's a year and sometime before she was injured.
She beat Ash Barty in the round before, got to the semi-final, and then had a lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. Looking to consolidate this mini break. Vishal says this is a very, very tight competitive match. It certainly is. Forehand swept across to a big forehand into the corner, but it comes back for Mukova. Mukova then spins that ball. That sits up. It's a high ball. Sits up short for Mukova. The squash shot. I think she's going to get this. She is. And she does consolidate the mini break.
How smart. I mean, during the point, all of a sudden she threw a higher, you know, more pace ball with more topspin, and all of a sudden Sabalenka could not really hit it. She put it back, but with absolutely no pace, and Mohova able to push after that shot. Very smart. Very smart. It's one thing to want to do something. It's nothing to execute, and she's doing really well on both accounts.
Second of her 2 points at this stage, having taken the first 2 points of the tiebreak. Serve into the centre of the box, and that is 3 from 3. As the balls make their way back down to the Belarusian side.
Yep, right on the right hip of Sabalenka, who again couldn't get out of the way to really get the racket to go through the ball. It's perfect starts for a tiebreak for Mohovas. Clouds are coming into Chatrier again.
Serve out wide makes the court clearer without the sun shining down. Short ball for Sabalenka to finish off. She's not so just, and she's on the board in the tiebreak.
I mean, she just doesn't think twice. Just hits whatever is there. I'm going to hit it. And takes absolutely no prisoner. Doesn't take much margin for her. And this one was so close to the line.
It's what she knows and it's what she does.
Who she is. It's all or nothing.
One, three. Crowd cover still over Philippe Chatrier. Takes the 2 points.
Good
for serve.
Muava.
Mukova is gathering the balls. She has three. She has two. She'll keep the two. She'll tuck one in the shorts under the skirt. Clear the clay from the line. Decides she does need to clear the clay from the soles of her shoes. An hour and 1 minute on the match clock now. First serve was going out wide to the Belarusian backhand, but it thundered off the top of the tape, missed the court. Sabalenka on the baseline. It's just a mini break that separates them right now. Mukova serves and the backhand is clubbed back to the forehand, switched cross court, and a squash shot from Sabalenka midcourt. Short ball for Mukova into the corner. Sabalenka gets to the backhand. The volley! Precise, carefully placed, well planned, perfectly executed.
Yeah, this one technically was really well executed, and Muhova is not even, you know, remembering that she has to switch and change over here. She was going back to get balls. That's how much focus she is. It is 4-2, the change of hands. But that volley, again, very well executed. They're both really coming to the net a lot in this match. It's been really enjoyable to see, like, the tactic, to also see the shot production and being aggressive, coming to finish at the net or from the baseline. I think everything is there. We've seen pretty much an array of different shots, also the drop shot included in that. 9 out of 12 points won at the net for Sabalenka. 10 out of 15 won by Muhova. 4-2, Muhova serving in this tiebreak.
Got the president's box behind her. Steadies herself, reaches up and serves deep. It was too deep, it was confirmed from the chair. Mukova serves out wide. The forehand thundered back, but it's defended. And it's a short ball for Sabalenka. Sabalenka's at the net. That's a high ball, but it's not high enough for someone the height of Sabalenka.
Yeah, you rarely see her miss an overhead. She did miss one earlier this match, but this one is perfect height. Didn't have to do too much to get set for it.
The scurrying feet of the ball boys and ball girls who do sterling work, especially when it comes to the tie breaks. The balls are going to be going this way and that, one side, then the other. 3-4, Sabalenka. Still a mini breakdown. Oh dear. Let the ball drop way too low. Ends up in the bottom of the net. Sun just burning through the latest cloud that's crossed its path. Sabalenka serves deep. The forehand is slapped back through the middle of the court. Oh, that's a lovely mid-court off-forehand winner.
How funny is that? That now, you know, Muhova is coming to the line saying that serve was long. You have to stop the ball and you have to show the mark. So if you don't, there's no point of doing this. Now, it was another winner from the racket of Sabalenka, the fifth winner of the forehand side.
Nothing to choose between these two right now. 4-all, 6-all. Sabalenka serves down the tee and misses. Ball girl scurries forward, scoops it up back beside the umpire's chair. Sun is now bathing Philippe Chatrier in heat and sunlight once again. Sabalenka down the tee, the forehand. That's going to miss. It has missed. 5-4, Sabalenka. Who is going to hold their nerve and cross the finish line in this first set?
Don't know. Je ne sais pas.
the end of this set, we're going to hear a little bit from the world number one defending champion Iga Świątek as the court is cleared and prepared for set two, because that will be your second semi-final. Four, five. Missed first serve. Loses this point. Sabalenka will have an opportunity to close out the set. Remember that Mukova in the main body of the set had an opportunity to serve for the set. Sabalenka takes this early with the backhand to the feet and the backhand through the centre from Mukova. Oh, she misses it.
Wow. Seriously. What a battle this is and this has been. It's going to be a battle of nerves right now.
And it's going to be a hammer blow for whoever loses this set. Put everything into it. An hour and 6 minutes on the clock. Both have had their opportunities. So who gets the first set point? It's Mukova serving 5 points apiece. She aborts the ball toss. Sabalenka waiting, swaying, knees bent on her toes. Sabalenka will just step a little bit further forward to put a little bit more pressure on this second serve. See if she can draw an error from the Czech player. Second serve goes down the tee, the off backhand. It's good and deep. Sabalenka is just letting rip on these ground strokes. Now she'll swivel for the forehand and go. She overhits it. She overhits the forehand cross court into the corner. Would you believe? She cannot believe it. It's set point Mukova. It will be on the serve of Sabalenka.
Now she was a little tentative on that low ball down the middle. Not exactly what she's been doing throughout the match here. Being aggressive, going for a shot, not really thinking too much. This one is a little bit shaky.
Sabalenka with the serve. Looking for a big first serve. She gets it. It's blocked back. It lands in. Forehand from Sabalenka thunders into the corner of the backhand. Cross court to the service line from Mukova, who redirects it down. Oh, she's got it! Mukova finds the line with the backhand on set point, and she trots back to her chair, pumping her fist. Well, well, well. Karolina Mukova with the first set. I think Arina Sabalenka is going to take a break from the court, and we are going to hear from the defending champion and world number one, Iga Świątek.
Iga, well done, back in the semi-finals. Obviously a rematch of last year's final. What was different about today, do you feel, in the way you played and also the way Coco played?
Well, I think tactically it was a little bit different. But also, you know, the conditions, because Coco, I think, used the wind a little bit more. And last year, I don't think it was windy on the final, but I don't really remember. It was more tight in the first set. So I'm pretty happy that in those important moments, I was the one that was solid and I could put a little bit more pressure on Coco.
Congrats, Iga.
Thank you.
Does it still feel for you like an achievement to get to this stage, or has it started to feel like, okay, but I'm just playing for the titles?
Oh, no, come on. It's never like that, honestly, especially on the Grand Slams. So I'm pretty happy to be, you know, in the semifinal again on Roland Garros. And it's a great achievement, you know, no matter how the tournament is going to finish. Semifinal is really, you know, great result, especially, you know, coming into the tournament as a defending champion. It puts a lot of pressure on you. So I'm pretty happy that I can show consistency and just play good here every year.
Live on radio. Roland Garros. Roland Garros.
That was Iga Świątek. Who will be out here? We don't know when she'll be out here.
Well, I mean,
second semifinal.
She's, you know, they're all talking about the same thing. It's how difficult it is and how challenging it's been to play, you know, down at the Philippe Chatrier court with the wind. I mean, we've been having the north wind coming through the court. You would think that it will be north coming to south when it's on the court, but it is not. It actually reflects and hits the building where we are standing, and then reflects that wind back to the server that is across from the tribune présidentielle, and that is now, you know, from down there or south to north wind. So it's difficult, it's complicated. I mean, every player's been talking about, men and women, that the challenge is there as far as the wind is concerned. Normally it's too wet, too hot, too cold, but wind has been different this year.
Yeah, tell me about it. The first year we've done the TV show on the sixth floor of Philippe Chatrier, and it's freezing.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing jumpers, and I was like, what are you doing? But it's very, very cold, and the wind is, and that's high, high up as Irina Sabalenka makes her way back. So what's the difference between these two now? If you're the coach and you come and you're speaking to the respective players, what's the conversation?
Well, I think, you know, it's the conversation is stay with it. Stay with it, stay strong. I think for Muhova, it's more of, you know, keep doing what you've been doing. Keep attacking when you can. You know, don't, you know, step back and wait for Sabalenka to give it to you. You're going to have to go get it, get after it. Use the slice the way she's been using it. Come in forward. I think Sabalenka could come more towards the net. I mean, okay. She's been very successful. We know, you know, how great she's been when she was playing doubles with Azarenka last year. She decided to stop playing doubles for a while just to concentrate on her singles. But, you know, her doubles prowess. I mean, she won with Azarenka the Sunshine Doubles, which was Indian Wells and Miami 1 year. I mean, she's definitely one very established player at the net. So I would come forward more often if I was Sabalenka today. Even use the drop shot also.
We are ready. We are in position. And it is Karolina Muchova, as the players are ready, who will get us underway. Second set, an hour and 12 minutes. Sabalenka took a little bit of a comfort break, time off court. Muchova stayed in her chair under the umbrella, shading her from the afternoon sunshine in Paris. A slice from Muchova, the forehand down the line from Sabalenka. Sabalenka scoops up the backhand, and it's long. And Rob says, howdy from here in hazy Cincinnati. Question.
Hazy, yeah, no, you know what's going on, right? In the States.
Yeah, when they go to always electronic line calls, what happens if the electronics go down? Well, you've still got the chair umpire, but I don't think you'll get to a point where all the electronics will go down.
It could happen, but they do have in the back, you know, in the back, they do have, you know, a set of referees and lines people that are here on site no matter what, in case that happens, because they did have some kind of, they could encounter problems, so they want to make sure that obviously it doesn't stop the play.
Ken Crosscourt returns to Muchova. He's taken the first point of the second set. The slice from Muchova to the Sabalenka backhand that clips the top of the backhand Crosscourt from the Czech player. The Czech now slices deep to the backhand redirected. Miss from Sabalenka. She's luring her in. She's saying, come on then, go for it, go for it. She's frustrating Sabalenka with all the slice. So Sabalenka tees off and on that occasion missed the court.
So smart from Muchova. If she keeps playing that way, I think she's, you know, Sabalenka's going to have a hard time finding solutions because we know how one-dimensional she is in her game. So let's see how she reacts here.
That's the first set she's dropped of these championships. Serve down the tee. It's a good service. Short ball. The drop shot from Muchova. Scooped up.
Oof. Ooh! Was that out?
It was like, yes. It was like something from The Matrix. The move
I know,
of Muchova.
Yeah, she did, because she wanted to avoid being hit by the ball that came Mag 2 right at her.
That was like a Matrix move.
It was a Matrix move.
She had to
agree.
Kind of...
Did you like this movie? I actually enjoyed that movie.
It's all right.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. Wouldn't be in my top 10, 20.
Really?
No. Game points. A little bit of frustration there from Sabalenka. Whoa. Deep serve. Serve and volley. Oh, it's a delight, isn't it?
Oh
my word. Seeing some lovely, lovely stuff from Muchova right now. Absolutely lovely. Opens the second set with a love hold to keep her momentum going on from taking that first set tiebreak.
Huge confidence level right now from Muchova. First time any of these players today have held at love, and it goes the way of the underdog. Wow. How many percentage was that? 5%, 7% that they gave?
3.3. Might have changed it.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Well, this is Marcus and Simon's dark horse. Can you imagine? We are never going to hear the end of this.
Oh, no, never.
Ever.
So let me ask this question. What was the... She's never lost when she won the first set. But when she lost the first set, what was the... I think it was one and something, no?
Sabalenka's never won a tour-level semi-final from a set down. She's 0-10. And she's got that phenomenal record when winning the first set, which she hasn't done here. The backhand just placed cross court.
That was better. A little less pace, just to gauge it with a little more topspin.
Muchova's won her last four matches against top 10 players at Grand Slams.
well.
And 13 of the last 14 women's semi-finals have been won by a player winning the opening set.
Wow. Well, let's see if this kind of stats keeps going.
Zabalenka takes her time, steals herself, gets ready, serves out wide, the backhand down the line, the squash shot pick up from Sabalenka, but it's not going to find the court.
Well, 123K on the second serve. You know that Muhova right now, with the confidence level that she's established winning that first set, she's going to step on it, and that's exactly what she did here.
15-all. Sabalenka looks across, reaches up, tosses the ball, serves down the tee. The backhand is blocked back. It goes back up the line. It goes, clips the top of the net, slows down for Sabalenka to switch it cross-court to the service line. Scooped up cross-court backhand from Mukova, and a miss from Sabalenka. And Christy asks a quite interesting question. She said, what do players do if they don't like what their sponsors tell them to wear, be it fit or style? I guess it depends where you are in the rankings.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, if you're the number one player in the world, you actually have a little bit of a say. I think the other players, not so much.
Some just go to the kind of kit drop and they pick up their bag. It's got the kit
That's
in.
It.
And I think you can specify if it's shorts or a dress or a skirt. You can have a little bit of a say, but... I spoke to a designer who designed a lot of Serena Williams' outfits, including her...
Well, she had her own design. Designer,
US Open. No, this was part of the company. It wasn't her own designer.
It was part of Nike,
but it was someone who worked with Maria Sharapova and Serena Williams as Sabalenka goes long, and the microphone's not working in the chair, and it's break points from Mukova.
Wow.
This
could be huge here for Muhova to be able to right away take the serve of Sabalenka. 9 unforced error from the back end from Sabalenka for only 2 on the other side.
Serve out wide, forehand slam back. There's the error, there's the point, and there's the break. Perfect start for Karolina Muchova to this second set. Still a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
But the start she would have dreamt of. She got the set, she's got the break, she leads by set and 2 love.
I mean, position to, first time to be in this position to try to get to a final of a major with being up a set. Everything is a first time, you know, it's just don't have a clue of how she's going to react through the match. She knows that if she was to hold throughout this set, this is hers to take. It's easier said than done.
Ooh, as a young person, not happy. And Philippe Chatrier, who's a Sabalenka fan. Backhand cross-court from Sabalenka. That's replaced ball, no pace. It comes back with pace from Sabalenka. Or keep up on the forehand side and go inside out in the forehand. The floated backhand. Sabalenka goes drop shot. Lovely change-up.
Yep, that's what I think she should do more often with the power that she's putting into the ball and how far Muhova sometimes is from the baseline. The drop shot is such a good play. You don't even have to make it that good.
The look from Muchova across the court at her opponent gets into the bouncing of the ball. There's still that unhappy Sabalenka fan in the crowd. But it's an ace. Muchova says, well, I'm sorry you're not happy. I'm just going to ace your player down the tee.
Number 3, only 1 ace for Sabalenka, who is on the top 3 of on the ace count this year. But today, not really going our way.
I remember my boys came to their first tennis tournament. It was Eastbourne. I think they were 4. And they're watching Ange Gerber practice. And it was just a practice session with the outdoor courts as Muchova serves down the tee and the backhand down the line. That's good from Sabalenka. Can she finish off? She should. She does. And they're watching practice, and when the ball was hit into the net, they shouted goal. And I was like,
excellent.
I just ducked down. I think if they look around, just see two random children not involved.
Oh, funny. They probably count it as like, 1-0.
Yeah, like goal. I was like, come on, boys, let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, mommy is going to have to explain to you how this works.
Yeah.
It's actually not good when it goes in the net.
Yeah, that's not where you want it. 15-30. I still hear the Sabalenka fan there. The approach from Mukova, who plays the low volley. Sabalenka's got to get it past her. Ooh, she doesn't miss by much. Mukova, she stuck out the racket. Tried to cut it short, drop it over just into the tram lines.
Would you believe it? Just like that. Mukova facing now two breakback points.
You said there was still a long way to go in this.
Yep.
Oh, there's a little... Oh, it's a little baby just been taken out by his mum. Bless
him
or her.
There,
just going down the staircase there. Yeah.
Oh, you have your eyes everywhere.
Look at that. Gigi. Bless him or her. Serve out wide. The forehand just slap back, but it's a drop. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the war of drop shot right now. Now it is Mukova able to drop shot, and Sabalenka was waiting from the baseline.
So crafty, Mukova.
Both of them, really.
Still a break point to save at this point. Mother and baby have left Philippe Chatry. Maybe she'll bring him back when Sabalenka's winning. Serve down the tee, the forehand, the off forehand, down on one knee, proposing to that ball, Mukova, but then into the corner, past the outstretched Mukova, goes Sabalenka. And we're back on serve. 2-1, Mukova.
Just like that. Yep, anything can happen, apparently.
4:30. All right, so Sabalenka wants her special drink mixed up.
Would you, I mean, do you think that this should be allowed, that they shouldn't have those drinks on the court instead of getting them from their coach? Why would they be involved? Because, you know, they actually probably putting different stuff in there, different time of...
But as long as it's legal, I don't see a problem with it.
No, I'm not saying...
No, but I say, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, you could... There could be the argument if she should have come more prepared because she's taking this... fourth game, second set, but maybe underestimated the kind of match it would be, or feels she needs something a little bit different, how the body's feeling.
Right, but should she be the one in charge of that, not them outside the court as their coach? They're here to just, you know, they can't talk to her, but now they have another way of looking at it, that they're giving her the drink that is specifically for what, well, if she wants it, why don't you make it yourself on court? That's my point.
What, she should be making it herself on court?
Yeah.
Well, no, because you want your charge to be focused on hitting that yellow furry ball.
But that's,
you don't want her mixing drinks.
Right, but then, so then you have somebody outside the court who's helping you in a sense. It's almost like...
No, they're not helping you, just giving you a drink.
No. Okay.
Because Mukova could do it as well.
I agree. I'm just saying that I don't think it's right for anybody. It's like almost if they were coming down, if you have cramps and start, you know, massaging you. To me, it's like they shouldn't be involved at all. They should have their drink, make their own drink, whatever they need at that time, and know it, what their body needs.
Sabalenka kicks the serve up, backhand cross court from Mukova, and then back behind the thunderous ball from the Belarusian.
Well, that's two really quick points here, back to back for Sabalenka. Eighth forehand winner of the match.
Serve.
Oh, right at the body.
Yeah. Just tried to fend it off so it didn't hit her.
Listen, this could be the quickest game of the match right now. This is not even a minute.
Oh, not there yet. I could tell from the noise that didn't work out well for Sabalenka. M Cube says, good morning from sunny South California. Thank you for the great coverage. Been enjoying it very much. Backhand into the centre of the court. Flicked cross court. That was effortlessly, elegantly done there. She doesn't move her feet. And the backhand is swung cross court into the tram lines.
Right. Maybe not the quickest game after all.
An hour 24. Sabalenka looks down, looks up, looks across, looks down. Forehand. Oh, that's a good deep forehand from Mukova.
Still alive in that.
Down, taunt.
A little bit of a negative body language on the side of Sabalenka right now, looking at her camp and She's obviously been the most challenged in this tournament, never lost a set until today.
Game point for 2-2 though. Having broken back, and she misses the first serve down the tee, heading towards the forehand of the Czech player. Mukova looking for her second top 10 win of the tournament. Backhand's in play from the Czech, who then adds a little bit more to the forehand to go deep. And in the backhand, she's got Sabalenka on the run. Can she finish it off? Yes, she can. She just held it for a second. Saw the move of Sabalenka. The court opened up. The winner was won.
Wow. 40 love to Deuce. Just when Sabalenka was hoping to even things out at 2-0, she was broken earlier. And now trying to, after breaking back, to hold here. Hova has never an idea in her head.
Sabalenka serves out wide, block back, sits up. Sabalenka with a heavy forehand. It's chopped back by Mukova.
Ooh, that's close. Yeah. Yep. And the chair umpire quickly getting off the chair to check the mark. Did that hit the line? Nope. It is confirmed. Out.
A flurry of action at the Sabalenka end of the court.
Sabalenka.
Three ball boys whipping the balls around. Game point for 2-2. Serve kicks up in the box. The backhand floats. And there's a hold. So from being a break down, Sabalenka. We are back on serve. Hour and 27 minutes on the clock. It is two games all.
Nothing, you know, needs to be taken by for granted here. Nor the breaker serves. Or being up 40 love, because both players are just relentless about not giving up. And it's good to see and to watch that such a great competitiveness between the two.
Mukova serving towards the player boxes, also the side of the Presidential Tribune. Serve down the tee, netted. Maxwell, statistician.
Yes.
As best to say, I've listened to a lot of you guys over these past 12 days, and I have to say, you two are the best I've heard as a team.
It's very kind of you, although everybody's so good, though.
Everyone's so good.
Really?
They're all good teams.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
15 love. Mukova leans forward, front foot flat, the back heel up, misses down the tee. A little ball boy just thundering to a halt, doesn't want to slide over. Would have slid into his friend at the back of the court. Softer serve. Opportunity there off the surface. Sabalenka, she knows it. She thumps that ball away in frustration. It's very busy today, Stefan, isn't it?
You know, he's got a lot going on.
It's not going on, he's here.
Moving up.
Have you seen he's got a nice little cushion on his chair now?
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
It's a Brit thing. Oh, no, it's not.
Nice,
it's
little
French
Roland Garros cushion. Yeah, it's lovely.
Did you give it to him?
No, I didn't. Oh. No. 30 love. I would have kept it. Fifth game, second set. The pause, the wait, the reach, the toss of the ball, the serve out wide, the forehand back to the... Stefan opens his fizzy drink, and the winner is hit down the line by Sabalenka.
How's that fizzy drink of yours?
What number is that today? What number is that of that today? He's addicted.
Yes, really?
Oh, yes, that particular red drink, or red can of drink. 30-15. Ace. Sabalenka just walks forward, then walks back because she sees the mark and she knows it was good. Just wants to see for herself.
That fourth ace of the match, and only one for Sabalenka.
It's amazing, isn't it?
This is just telling right now how well Mukova is playing. Out acing one of the best servers this year.
Bunted back, it was in her hip. She didn't get the ball out That's a hold for Mukova. Every hold, despite us being on serve, he just edges closer to the promised land. 3-2, she leads on serve.
Don't you love also her demeanor? I mean, she's so calm, Muhova, it looks like. I'm sure it must be boiling in there. She's now asking for a racket to be restrung, sending it in those little cover that they have for rackets. Very quick turnaround on rackets. I bet this one is going to come back about 20 minutes from now.
The restringing takes place in the Roland Garros shop, sort of the mega store. There's a section of restringing in there. The racket has gone. The ball boy is filing out with the racket in his bag. Was he going to? Oh no, he's wondering where it goes now. So he's now giving it to someone else. Someone else is making a call. And then they're going to take the racket off. Racket is still on the court at the moment as we get a change in ball boys and ball girls. So we've got new ball boys and ball girls. I can still see the racket, right? Yep. Racket is it leaving? Where's it going now? It looks like it's going to take a front row seat. Right, I'm watching the racket to see if it actually leaves.
Wait a minute.
Why is it sitting in the front row, the racket?
I'm not sure. No, she's actually calling somebody on the talkie. So the walkie-talkie, she's calling somebody to come pick it up, and then they're going to run it there. I don't know why she's...
Why is she in the stand?
Is in the stand, sitting with the racket.
Sitting with
the... Okay, now it's 1:31 on the clock. Okay, 1:31.
Let's
find out how long this is going to take.
Because I thought you would have stood. No, it hasn't gone yet.
Yeah, I would have
she's
gotten
still got
off.
It.
Yeah, you need to get out of the
exactly.
stadium because now she can't get out.
No, now she's...
Very strange.
This is very interesting.
Yep.
Sabalenka. Ace.
There we go. Here's the second one of the match. She's third on the ace count, 204 aces. And I don't think this is including this tournament. I think this was before Roland Garros. And 278 was Rybakina, but she's been out of the tournament, unfortunately. Had to withdraw because of... a virus. That was really sad to see Rybakina leaving so early.
Alyssa Serenko is suffering similarly from allergies and respiratory problems.
Oof.
Yeah,
and also Caroline Garcia, who is number two on the, was also been pretty much taken out in this tournament, sadly.
The racket is still here. If I'm Caroline Mukova and I've seen that woman sit down, I'm thinking...
See.
Hang on a second.
It's a good thing she didn't see that.
Why is my racket watching
still
me play tennis? I didn't want it to have a front row seat. I wanted to have new strings.
All right, 40 love again here. She was 40 love up, and Muhova got back to 40 all earlier in the last service game.
Backhands in play. She missed it. It was right play because Mukova had made her move. Sabalenka misses with the off forehand.
Yeah, wind behind her, just flying long on that one by quite a margin.
Wouldn't it be funny if they gave the racket back, it never left the court, and they say, here you go, it's done.
Not funny.
Serve out wide, slap back and deep, and it's short ball from Sabalenka because she's on the back foot, and then the backhand down the line. That is a winner. That is a hold to 15. And that is three games all second set.
This is a very, very good match between the two of them. They're both really showing excellent dynamic energy, shot production.
Right, a little look up to the sky and the placement of the sun for Karolina Mukova. Seventh game, is it important? Is it not? They're all important, but some say this one more than others. Serve into the net. Lizzie says racket gate. Can't wait to hear the conclusion. Well, Lizzie, it's still on the court, so... Serve down the tee, the off backhand on the return. The forehand now for the Belarusian spins it, sits up, brought down backhand cross court. In comes Mukova to play the low volley. Lovely feel. Oh, the racket's going.
Yeah.
So a gentleman had to wait till the ending point because Lady was sitting in the court to come and get the racket, and he's off.
So 1:35 now. Racket was set at 1:31. There was 4 minutes for this gentleman to come pick it up. Let's see how long it takes to get it back. It's really fun, actually.
Yeah, it's quite good, isn't it? But I bet we miss it. I bet we end up talking.
Really?
We miss the racket
that could
coming
be.
Back.
Yeah.
Right.
And Stefan is
well,
not
he's,
even here.
He's gone
what
missing
is going
too.
On?
Today. He's got ants in his pants. He's just not around. one minute he's eating crepes and then buying crepes and then he's in and out, and maybe he's very excited about our dinner tonight. He can't sit still because he is invited before anyone else asks. 15 love, serve out wide, deep return off the backhand. The backhand, the slide.
She did.
Oh wow!
Right on the top of the net, the lead court winner.
Kenza.
Bloop. Oh, this is not on game point. Muhova would have been really livid. So 15-all here. A little luck on the side of Sabalenka.
Shot clock's at 5. Has a tendency to get it quite low, but within the time, she gets the ball away and redirects with the off forehand and the slice. Oh, she knifed into that ball. Just missed it.
She's really trying to use that target and use that cross-court short to backhand slice, which is a great play against somebody like Sabalenka. Again, you have to go towards the bounce to get to that ball. You have to bend very low, and it's not where Sabalenka likes to hit the ball, but she missed that one. Now 15-30, 3-all in the second set. Muhova serving.
Serve goes down the tee. Stretch, mid-court return, inside in goes Mukova. Good depth. She gets herself a short ball. She's at the net. High ball up. The overhead from Mukova. You heard the little shuffle of her feet as she got herself into the perfect position and she takes the point.
Wow, needed that. Big time.
30-all. The important seventh game, 3-all, 30-all, second set place in the final of Roland Garros, up for grabs.
You know, they actually made and did some statistic on the seventh game, and it was not proven to be that key.
Yeah, it wasn't,
was it? It's funny, yeah. Everybody talks about it, but in essence,
30-all, this is a big point, though. Missed first serve.
Didn't really hit that first serve. Almost decelerated at impact. Nerves? Peut-être?
Possibly.
I would be nervous.
I'd be nervous the moment I walked out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a soft serve. Big, deep backhand, but it's defended and it's blocked back. Mukova with the forehand, the backhand cross court. It's just getting heavier and heavier and heavier, those balls from Sabalenka for break point.
I mean, she's exhibiting again as, you know, as being back to the wall. Every time she has been back to the wall, didn't work out in the first set, but sure enough, she's still hitting harder and harder when she is, when it comes to be tight.
Yeah. Break point. 3-all. Mukova serves. Stefan's back. For how long, I don't know.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
All good.
Enjoying himself.
Yeah, how's the weather?
Done a bit of shopping.
Did he take your... Oh, he didn't take your credit card, did he? So it's okay.
Serving to the centre of the box, the backhand cross court. That's a lovely backhand line, but it's got back by Sabalenka. Races to the backhand to pick up the volley from Mukova is too good. And the break point is saved.
Oh, I could see, I mean, I could see that backhand down the line, backhand volley every single day. I love the way that she slides into it. I mean, she came in, talk about guts, talk about hitting the ball harder, talk about tactically sound. That is Mukova right there at her prime, just finishing, almost hitting the net, trying to take that ball as high as possible.
And this, would you believe in her own words, is her least favorite surface.
It's amazing, yeah. She looks very comfortable. I wish it was my least effort and doing what she does.
Juice. Serve down the tee. Backhand through the middle of the court. The forehand into the corner.
Too just deep. Long.
Too deep.
Would you believe this?
Avantage.
Well, this seventh game is suddenly becoming very important. Mukova taking her time, examining the balls, selecting the ones she hopes will do the job, and save a second break point in game number 7 of set number 2. First set, Mukova on the tie break. Ah! there was a touch of a delay in that call, but it was echoed by the chair. Chance for Sabalenka here. Sabalenka with a double handed back. Oh, side edge of the side. What a floated backhand from Mukova. Cross court winner, Sabalenka. Pump of the fist from the Belarusian, because she has the advantage Sabalenka in this second set. There was a break apiece in the early stages in the second and third game. We were back on serve, but now Sabalenka with the advantage at 4-3 in the second set.
Now remember 15-love Muhova, what happened?
Yeah.
The lead cord winner from Sabalenka. Yeah. You know how big that was? I mean, it's become massive now. Well, massive, because she broke and she got a free point right there just by luck. So, yep, you know, we say a lot of time that luck is part of the game, and surely in this game at least.
Well, the crowd are enjoying the tennis this afternoon. We have, what day is it? Thursday. So we have 3.5 days left for you tomorrow. If you haven't already seen it, your order of play, let me just run that through for you so you can, well, you can plan your day accordingly. It's what we like to do. The first match is a women's wheelchair doubles semi-final, 11 o'clock. And that is followed not before 2:45 by Carlos Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic. Then we have Casper Ruud and Sasha Zverev, not before 5:30.
You know, by the way, speaking of wheelchair, you know, 10 years, you know, they talk a lot about the victory of the last Frenchman to win Roland Garros, which was 40 years ago, was Yannick Noah. But there's actually a Frenchman who is, you know, played in wheelchair, Stéphane Houdet, who won 10 years ago here the title. So we forget about this, and I don't think that's very fair, but it was exactly yesterday to the day, 10 years in 2013. Well, that's more than 10 years. No, 10 years exactly. Here's, oh, you're back. Obviously, he's here to make fun of me. So anyway, congratulations to Stéphane Houdet, who won Roland Garros 10 years ago here.
Wow. Wonderful play from Mukova, looking to break straight back.
Kenza.
A lot of work ahead of her, though.
Sun shines down. It's 4:52 in the afternoon. Serve out wide, cut back, drop short forehand.
Oh my goodness.
Is loose.
Did she hit someone?
Well, she didn't like hit the court.
No, she didn't even come
close. Go near the court.
She hit the fans, like the backdrop. Okay, I mean,
it's like a lapse in concentration.
What was that? I mean, I've seen her hit long, but just because she actually didn't finish that shot. She just let it. Oy. Huge mistake. 15:30.
You heard the noise as the serve went down. Sabalenka opens at the forehand and goes cross court to the forehand of Mukova. The battle of power and pace from the back of the court. Very deep. She thought she had missed. Did the Belarusian. The slice. It drops over from Mukova. It's cut into net from Sabalenka.
What a point again between the two of them. Did she say, oh no, at one point she thought it was out.
It's the noise she makes when she misses, and she was convinced it was long.
It was going to go long, and it landed in. Didn't bother Muhova, who could have been really bothered by, you know, somebody saying that across the net. I mean, this is like complete injury when you think of that. I mean, but she won the point, so it's now 15:40. She could get the break right back right here. Sabalenka serving up 4-3.
Mukova waits, cuts the ball back. That ball sits up high in the backhand cross court. Not taking any chances now, Sabalenka. She has the break. She doesn't want to lose the backhand down the line for Mukova. The forehand is wild. And we're back on serve.
The forehand is wide and wild at the same time. Cross court from the racket of Sabalenka. She looks a little bit nervous. She looks like she's now a little tentative, a little tight. And if she's tight, the way that she's hitting the ball, it is not going to go well. She needs all the elasticity to really apply the power that she has. So it is 4-all here. 7-6 in the first set. Reminder for Muhova. And it will be Muhova serving at 4-all for the south end of the court.
intriguing first semi-final with Iga Świątek and Beatrice Adashmayer waiting in the wings. Serve down the tee, stretch back and into the tram lines. Big serving from the Czech.
10-0.
180 down the tee. She knows how big it is right now.
Bounces the ball, looks up, twists the racket. The wide stance, just a touch of a bend in the leg from the Belarusian, but the first serve misses its mark. Whoever wins this game is in a very good position because they will have the five beside their name and put the pressure on their opponent. A soft serve. The ball is in play. The forehand slap back to the backhand of Sabalenka. The slice. Ooh, that just dropped over the net. And then into the net goes Sabalenka.
She is playing so smart, Muhova. That's absolutely amazing. Just a presence, you know, in her head to shorten that ball with the backhand slice. Just landing about service line area against the forehand of Sabalenka. It was so low. Sabalenka couldn't do anything with it. Dumped it in the net.
Dirty love, four all. Mukova served down the tee, blocked back mid-court. Mukova, she had time. She had so much time. She saw the commitment of Sabalenka. The court opened up.
Wow, what a statement this is right now, especially if Mukova was able to hold that love here. It would be putting so much pressure on the racket of Sabalenka because she would have to serve to try to hold to stay in the match.
40 love. Serve down the tee, slap back to the feet. That's a good return of serve.
Where's she going here? She loved that tee. That's what's been working most of the time. She'd go there again.
The silence around the centre court here in Paris, Philippe Chatrier. Important times in this semi-final, and that's a hold to 15. And Mukova breakdown, breaks back, hold serve to 15. And when they resume very shortly, Sabalenka will be under pressure on serve, but she'll be serving to stay in the semi-final.
Another service winner down the tee. It's been really working, I think, tremendously well for Mukova to go to that side. And every time she goes there, Sabalenka reaches and has to let go her left hand because she can't reach. So she's hitting it with one hand slice. This one return landed in the bottom of the net. Now drinking out of the, I'm not sure what she's drinking, Sabalenka, but surely going herself straight into the fridge that is on the court, now going back to her chair to rest and has to think about what is going to be this game and what does she want to do here to be able to stay alive in this tournament. What an effort from Mukova so far, Gigi. Very impressive. Can she go to the finish line is the question.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it, now?
Yep.
The body language is good for Mukova. She's trotting back to her towel box. The stride of the Belarusian as she scoops up the balls, ready to serve. It needs to be as error-free as possible. The world number two to stay in the hunt, to be world number one, to stay in the hunt for the Roland Garros title, because she's serving at 4-5 in the second.
Merci.
Serve out wide, cut back, in comes Sabalenka into the net, and Mukova is 3 points away from the Roland Garros final.
Slice forehand return right in the middle of the court, so low. Sabalenka just tried to jump up to hit that ball instead of staying really low as that ball skid off the clay. Misses in the net.
Sabalenka with the first serve goes deep into the body. The backhand is pulled out, pushes Sabalenka back into a very deep off forehand. Sabalenka swivels to the backhand cross court to the stretch from Mukova midcourt. Sabalenka comes in, crunches the ball cross court for the forehand winner.
Good defense, though, from Muhova, but again, the gutsy play from Sabalenka. Relentless, really attacking and getting her body behind that ball, following it way inside the baseline, evening things out here at 15-0.